Sihamba ngokukholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Welcome, 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 my family. Great Sounds of Music. We've just heard Great Sounds of Music at this time here on Radio Pulpit. In case you're joining us, and you're joining us from the manufacturing Indaba Bulela M Phezu Komhlaba, that is the sound that we've just heard. We're making way, by the way, for conversation with Pastor VTJ Masakona, who will be joining us after this conversation with an incredible lady, let me tell you. Absolutely amazing to have you here in studio. Tsepiso Minyatswe, who joins us from Lanthi Chems. And she says she's nervous. I don't understand why. I mean, how can you be a whole producer, a whole scientific chemical producer, and then the next thing you're nervous? Welcome.
Good day, how are you?
No, we're absolutely wonderful. You're looking pretty, you're looking amazing. You are a boss lady. Oh, mon, lady, brother, that's how the intriguing, Mara. Tsepi, man, listen, congratulations. Let me start there. You know, to see young, beautiful women, you know, taking the center stage and using what is available, the little that is available, to make something out of it is absolutely amazing. Talk to us about a company, how Lanthi Chems. What is it all about?
Great. I'd love to greet all the listeners today. My name is Tsepiso Minyatswe. I am all the way from Northwest in Sirius.
Oh, you are a Northwester.
Yes, I'm a Northwester all the way from Sirius.
No way. I have a story later on about Sirius.
Okay. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Lanthi Chems is a bulk detergent manufacturer.
Sure.
Yes, we manufacture detergents. We just recently gone into cosmetics, but it's just household cosmetics, not personal care. Yes, so we manufacture a variety of detergents, like your dishwash, your bleach, your multipurpose pine gel. And our products are very high in viscosity. So when I say that, they're very thick, you know. So you literally need to use, if it's your pine gel, you just literally need to use
a drop,
one scoop,
right,
and then it works wonders for you. So basically, it'll last you even longer. Yes, same with our dishwash. It lasts longer because of high viscosity.
She's sitting here, my family, telling me, oh, I'm nervous. I don't know what to say. And ufitamo oribo like a viscosity. Let's talk about viscosity. How do you achieve that chemically? What would you need to do differently to get a high viscosity of a soluble product?
We've got viscometer.
Okay.
Which is a viscosity meter.
Right.
With every detergent that you have, there's a certain standard. Or I should put it as a standard, yeah.
Yes.
So your viscosity should be at this level for your product to come out all right.
Sure.
So the viscometer will help you determine that actual standard. So if it's lower, then you will need to add one of the ingredients to make it a bit high. If it's high, you will add another one to make it low so that everything can balance out.
Sure.
Yes.
Tsepi, kuba wele nna ka dishwashing liquid ya ka to. Kuba umbulele ntho e iqala kae. Nna ke reka ili liquid ke. Eh, you know, but when as a manufacturer, you've seen that things, those ingredients separate. Hi man. You know, debunk the mystery for us. What goes into our dishwashing liquid?
There's so many chemicals that go into it. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I was just telling the other lady right now. She came to me. She's like, you know, when I make my dishwasher, it doesn't come so with high viscosity. It's very liquid.
Listen, let me just ask you. Is viscosity a thing in your industry?
It is. You know, the other day I was like, dense. So I was like, no, but people don't understand what dense is. So viscosity is the way.
I love it. It's like in the perfume industry, in the perfume industry. Let me just call it perfume industry. You want your perfume to last.
Yes.
You know, with makeup, you want your lipstick to stick and not smudge. So that's what viscosity is for detergents. That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning. So what goes into our dishwashing liquid?
There's an acid that goes in it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a base that goes in it. And just before you add all the other ingredients, you need to test if your pH meter, I mean, if your pH in your detergents is actually right.
Oh.
Meaning it should be at a neutral. Yes,
so
it should be pH
burn.
Neutral. So it doesn't burn your skin. So our products do that. Even our dishwash, when you wash, it doesn't leave your skin dry. Same as our pine gel, when you use it, it doesn't leave your skin dry.
So you don't need gloves per se?
So you don't need gloves per se, because if you don't check up on your pH, then your skin's going to burn.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
There's this one particular product or ingredient that I always see in all the detergents. It's ammonia. And I do see ammonia.
Really?
Ammonia is in handy andy. Yes.
No, it's in handy andy. Yes. Not dishwash.
No, not dishwash.
Not dishwash.
No, I'm just talking about detergents.
Oh, detergents. Yeah. Okay, yes.
So it's ammonia, peroxide.
Oh, hydrogen
yes.
peroxide.
And then, yes, talk to us about those two. Why are they always in most detergents? King, get on them out.
First of all, hydrogen peroxide is very reactive, eh? Hey?
What does reactive mean?
Reactive meaning if it touches your skin, it'll leave a mark on your skin.
Wow.
I wish I came with... So hydrogen peroxide goes into your products like sanitizer, you know, and then you don't just leave it around. I bet you. If you leave it around, you're going to burn. So when you do products like your hydrogen, that has hydrogen peroxide,
sure,
you need to be having gloves. Because if you do sanitizer, you add hydrogen peroxide, it's reactive, makes your product even more effective.
Sure, wow.
So if you have it, it'll leave your skin white. And it takes about a day for that whiteness to go out.
To go away.
So you can imagine. Yeah, so it's a very reactive product. Same as ammonia. Trust you, me, my darling. You don't want to have it around.
Can I tell you?
I was transporting it in a wrong way, which I learned. You don't need to transport it with a closed car.
No.
You need to transport it with a truck. Yes. Because it's so strong. It literally overpowers the car. So those two products, they no-go area.
No-go areas.
No-go area.
Let me tell you what happened with me and peroxide. That's why I'm so interested. So I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
And when I fashion Ella Yahoo, Daya Merevene.
Yes.
Born. It was coming into fashion. I don't have money to go to the salon. So my friends and I, we did.
Mm-hmm.
We bought peroxide and I think we mixed it with Handy Andy.
Oh my gosh, you guess it?
We did. We
no. Oh
no joke. We did. And our hair turned yellow.
Yes.
I am lying.
Don't you have a picture I want to see?
No. You see, these are some of the pictures that would end a friendship, you know? These are some of the pictures that remain in our picture books.
You have to see that
turn. Yeah, no, absolutely. Our hair turned yellow. I mean, mission achieved, really. We just wanted to dye our hair.
Mm-hmm.
But the effect thereof, we knew after that look.
No-go area.
Never going back there again.
No-go
absolutely.
Area.
Never going back there again. Now, let's talk about your actual product offering. You are a detergent and cosmetics company, but you said that you've just gotten into the beauty industry. Let's talk about the detergents that you offer. Let's talk about the beauty products that you've produced.
Okay. First of all, the detergents that I'm offering, it's a very wide variety.
Sure.
One of the things I love about it is that my dishwash was SAB tested.
No, go
I
away.
I am telling yeah. you. And it was SAB approved. Yes, it was tested
Hang
and
on.
Approved.
What does SAB S approved
SAB.
Mean?
Yeah. SAB S approved means now your product is out there and you can put the sticker. So most big companies
sure.
that need SAB S approved products are able to come and say, let's buy your product. Because now when you don't have any SABS approved, it shows that your company is not recognized by the standards.
Yes,
safety concerns means you know, it puts people in a bit of an eager way to trust your product.
Sure.
So when it's SABS approved, people trust it because it was approved.
That is
by
amazing.
The South African Beer.
That is amazing.
Yes.
So here's a an oversight a lot of small businesses overlook when they registering and then when they're getting themselves accredited, is that IP thing. Because when you submit for SABS approval, you have to literally give away, in inverted commas, your, even though it's safe with them, but you do give away your recipe, your
everything.
Talk to us about the importance of protecting your IP, you know, and registering those copyrights, those trademarks. Is that important at all to make sure that nobody can replicate your recipe?
It is. It's very important. So what we did, we had a conversation with DTI.
Sure.
Which does the IPs.
Fantastic.
Yes. Together with SABS and CEDA as the sponsor.
Yeah.
So the three did a collaboration to say, we will do an IP for your product. So anybody doesn't come and say, no, I own lengthy caps.
Right.
Yes. So when it went to SAP for testing,
it was already protected. You see, this is the part that this for me is the part that needs to come out, because people need to know this, that it's important to invest in protecting your IP.
But you know what else is also important?
Yeah.
When they have all these small little seminars, you must attend. Whether virtually or whether, you know, physically attend. Because that's how I got helped.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is. It's really amazing.
And you know, see, one of the things that we really struggle with, I keep saying this, it's access to information. You know, there are some people that have really, really amazing ideas and they genuinely don't know where to find information.
That's so true.
Yeah.
I am one of them. As Zeres, it's a very small town. Like, to get... You know, I only found out about...
There's one wimpy. Can I please just say that?
Oh, wow. Are you going to do that with our time right now? We've got a mall coming up soon. They're opening a mall.
Listen, that's because we sat at that... Anyway, yeah, we'll talk about Zero Stories.
Yes. So, as somebody coming from a very small town, so there's not much of access to information.
Sure.
Yes, so when you see... videos from your Facebook, you know, the advertising. Click onto this virtual virtual live webinar. Get onto those things. Learn more information. That's how you're gonna get your product out there. That's how your idea is gonna go out there, and you're gonna work on it.
Sure, Tebby, this is so empowering. You have absolutely no idea. My family, in case you have just joined us, these conversations are absolutely consuming. I don't know about you, I'm learning so much. I'm learning from people who were like you and I yesterday, who just were walking with ideas and did not know how to implement and realize their ideas. Today, they are sitting here. I mean, they've exhibited overseas. Hey, from Zeras to Germany.
Wow, thank you for the preface.
If it hasn't happened, it has to happen. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
If it hasn't happened, it has to happen.
Thank you.
Finally, Tepi, what do you say to that young, old, to that person, you know, that is sitting at home right now and thinking, I really want to get this thing done. I don't have money. I don't have access. I don't have anything. What would you say to that person right now?
I would say to everyone, like, when God gives you an idea, write it down. He even said it in one of the books in the Bible, like, write it down.
Yes, Habakkuk. The vision,
Habakkuk,
the vision is for a time
two
yet
verse
to come.
Four.
Yes, come on,
yes,
girl.
I remember.
Did I just trigger the
you
Jesus
just
in you?
Yes. So when you have that idea that God gave you, write it down, manifest in it. After that, go and look for help. there's so many agencies in South Africa that are willing to help young people like us. I'm coming from a small town. I never thought one day I would manufacture my own products. I never thought one day one of my products would be SABS approved.
Sure. And that's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
You know, one of the best a testimony is that I'm here today. You know, not everyone can come to the manufacturing endeavor, but I'm here today.
You know.
So it's one of those small steps. It doesn't mean you have to wake up today and then boom, you big. No. Small steps. Like, I've opened my company 2017. It took me a while to get to know how to penetrate the industry, you know, how to be unique. I mean, you're competing with your Unilever, you know. It gets difficult, but you need to provide value to your customers. I provide bulk products.
Sure.
Yes.
So you're provide, B2B.
I provide bulk products. So I know when my customers come, they want bulk.
Sure.
You know, when, like, at the economy the way it is now, you go buy 1 liter and come back. Just buy 5 liters.
And then keep on.
Yes, you know.
Sure, wow. So, and then, you know, there's so many other ideas I've just got running in my head. The stock fella. You know,
December, they can come and buy I'm a 25 liter, I'm a 5 liter.
Right.
Then, you know, they know that next year they'll come and buy again. You know, it'll last them forever.
Go home. You and I are not going to finish this.
Thank you very much
you
for the opportunity.
This conversation. It's been absolutely amazing. I'm getting all the signals to wrap up. Where do we find you? Where do people connect with you? Are you on social media?
Yes, I'm on social media. I am at Lengthy Cams on Instagram, Lengthy Cams at TikTok, and then my WhatsApp number at 078-7799693. Thank you.
Fantastic. My family, that is Lengthy Cams. Absolutely amazing. Let me tell you, absolutely amazing. I'm going to connect with Tsepi. I'm going to bring her into studio. She must come and tell us a story. Nah, lovely having you, girl.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.